USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on the hot seat in Washington, D.C. Garland testifying before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee Thursday. Ranking member and Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says Americans are responding to Garland's memo instructing the FBI to work with law enforcement to address threats at school board meetings by parents.
I don't think the good people of this great country are going to cower and hide. I think your memo, Mr. Attorney General, was the last straw. I think it was the catalyst for a great awakening that is just getting started. Pilots at Southwest Airlines, the Chicago Police Union, parents at school board meetings, Americans are pushing back because Americans value freedom.
A CDC advisory panel is considering whether another dose from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccines is necessary. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of big cable bills and want to cut the cord, you can still get Newsmax TV for free. Millions of Americans like you are watching Newsmax. It's available on all major cable systems, or get it free on major streaming platforms. Watch Newsmax on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and more. Find Newsmax on your hub guide or use the TV app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. More than 7 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. There's no paywall or subscription, so watch Newsmax anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. And watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Diamond and Silk, Stinchfield, and a lot more. Find out why America is tuning in to Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing cable news channel. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A discovery at a Florida nature park could be crucial in the search for Brian Laundrie.
The FAA has imposed a temporary flight restriction over the Carlton Reserve, the swampy area in Florida where they've been looking for Brian Laundrie, the fiancé of Gabrielle Petito. Reports were earlier Wednesday that human remains had been found and the medical examiner had been called in, but none of it's been confirmed yet by the FBI. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Weekly jobless claims are setting another pandemic-era low. The Labor Department saying 290,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week. That's 600,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases were seen in states like Michigan and Missouri. The steepest declines were in Tennessee and California, among others. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans are calling out President Biden and the Democrats for wanting to pass a budget reconciliation bill, saying it would increase taxes and cause more inflation. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, joins America's Newsroom, saying he hopes the bill does not pass so Americans do not feel the harmful effects from it.
The American people would be a lot better off if this reckless tax and spending package never passed.
Democrats say they have agreed to a framework in which the bill will be completely paid for with taxes on the wealthy and corporations. The New York Post published photos earlier this week of a couple of charter flights carrying illegal immigrant children, teens, and young adults landing at New York's Westchester County Airport in the early morning hours. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin claims the Biden administration isn't giving them much information about those flights.
Once you find out about it, they'll say, well, this isn't a secret. Yeah, but none of us knew that it was going to happen. And we have questions with regards to what kind of vetting took place. Who are these people? How many of them are over 18? How many people are under 18?
The Houston Astros and Atlanta Braves are just one win away from the World Series. The Braves beating the Dodgers in Los Angeles 9-2 Wednesday. Game 5 set to take place again in Los Angeles. First pitch just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.